Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Tracy Hope Ross is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Tracy is Senior Vice President of Insights and Strategy at Influence Central. And she and her organization have conducted some research on empty nesters that I want her to share with us. Tracy Hope Ross, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Good to have you here. Congratulations on the research. I'm proud of what you guys have accomplished. It's titled Redefining Empty Nesters. Now, two questions. I want you to tell us what an empty nester is today, 2014, and then I want you to tell us why they need to be redefined.
Excellent. Sure. We talked to women who are 45 plus who no longer have children in the home.
Just women.
Just women.
Why?
Yes.
Why just women? Because men are empty nesters too.
That's right. It's a great question. We found that most women are in charge of the household spend, and so that's really important when we're talking about
marketers. They buy the ketchup, the soap, and the underwear, don't they?
That's right. They certainly do, and that doesn't change once the kids go off to college.
That's the truth. Now I go along with that.
That's right.
So okay. So what you were trying to find out was what is their behavior in the marketplace? We know Dad's going to buy a new fishing rod and a golf club or something like that, but probably not pay attention as much. And we're stereotyping. We probably shouldn't do this, Tracy, because there are a lot of single dads out there who become empty nesters too, right? So we need to nod to those guys too, right?
Absolutely.
But I agree that the percentage play for you guys was to go for the ladies 45 plus, right?
45 plus, correct.
And those are the empty nesters that you went after. That's part of the methodology. All right. So back to my second question. Why did that group need to be redefined?
Well, you know, when we think about boomers, we traditionally think about them being sort of Betty Crocker's generation, that they, you know, grew up in a very certain period of time, and we think of them in a certain way, especially as marketers. We tend to think of them as being influenced by traditional media, and what we found with the research was that certainly just wasn't true anymore.
Huh. Well, you know, one of the things I want to point out, we talk a lot about generations on this show and always have for over 16 years. We've been differentiating between the GI generation and the gap generation and boomers and X's and Y's, et cetera, et cetera. So if you're an empty nester, which means that something has happened, your children have moved out fairly recently, I would think that would be called, you'd think of that as an empty nester. That means 45 and over, that means that these are ladies who are on the pretty much the trailing end of the boomers, right?
Correct. Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
All right. So now, go ahead with what you found.
Well, I think what we were most surprised by was their digital adoption. I mean, as we talk about millennials adopting online platforms and being so tech savvy, what we're finding with empty nesters is that though they didn't grow up as digital natives, they're certainly coming to embrace the technology, and they rely on the technology. I mean, this is a generation now that will Google you.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm going to have some fun. You know, I guess I didn't completely realize that it was just ladies. And so I always get into trouble when we're talking about just ladies, Tracy, because sometimes I'm not as politically correct as I ought to be. But and it gets me in trouble at home too, by the way, sometimes. But anything that helps women shop more efficiently, they're going to be attracted to. Am I wrong about that?
Well, yeah. No, you're not wrong.
Exactly. If the technology helps them shop and maybe even buy at home without going to the mall and get what they want and return it if it doesn't fit, that's like heaven on earth for them, right?
That is true. It does help with the purchasing path. It also helps as well in connecting them to friends and family and finding more trusted
Facebook.
Sources when it comes to finding information. Facebook. 9 out of 10. Yes.
Hasn't Facebook basically been absconded by the group of folks you're talking about in your search? Your
moms
research?
Have taken over Facebook. Absolutely.
And the children aren't happy about it, are they?
Sometimes not, although it is a great way to stay in touch and communicate with family members.
The 17-year-old does not want their mother to friend them, do they?
Not always.
Yeah, that's been an interesting dynamic, hasn't it, to see how the young folks have moved away from Facebook, which they basically helped to launch. When they found out that their mother was keeping up with them on Facebook, you know, this
it's
is
true.
Go ahead.
It's true, and you know, a lot of folks in the Gen X and empty nester generations are finding just how important Facebook actually is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So all right, talk to us about the buying habits of these folks.
Sure. Really, the most important thing to think about when we're marketing to this generation is that they're increasingly using their smartphones and tablets to shop online.
Yeah.
85% obviously are making purchases online for convenience. As you said, it's far easier to shop in the comfort of your own home than to go to the mall.
Yeah.
And 82% are spending more time browsing for products online than they do in store.
And even if they know they want to go to the store to see if it looks good on, you can tell I've been around the ladies for a while, Tracy. It's got to look good on, right? Because that's something I hear. This, you know, that's kind of pretty. Yeah, but does it look good on? That's what I hear. Anyway, so they're gonna go to the store to see about that. But what they want to know before they get there is, do you have it? Right.
Correct. Right.
And maybe is it on sale? They'd like to know that. And I'm going to ask you a question. Do you get the idea that women on shopping online, these empty nesters shopping online, that they differentiate between the big stores and the local small businesses? They still want they still have the same expectation for both of them, don't they?
They absolutely do. And you know, in the research, we didn't get into local versus national retailers, but I will tell you that regardless of where they shop, first and third person reviews are playing a key role
Huge.
In their purchasing decision.
More so than the marketing message of the company, right?
Absolutely. They're ignoring traditional media.
There you go.
Traditional media does help with awareness, but when it comes down to actually making a purchase,
making a decision. And guess what?
It is all about the review.
I'm not a 45-year-old empty nester lady, and I'm that way. When I buy my new fly rod, Tracy, I check out the reviews. No question about it.
There you go.
Hey, I need a website quickly, Tracy.
It is influence-central.com.
All right, so quick break. We're going to talk some more about this research after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.